Today, the president told his staff to stop with the stimulus talk, and it didn't end well. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 6th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Meanwhile, Fed Chair Jerome Powell had some sobering words. Yesterday, we shared that 28,000 people lost their jobs when Cinemark closed their movie theaters. But there are some movie houses that are doing well. Oh yeah, the trade deficit. Ouch. IKEA is opening a second-hand store. Well, at least there's that. We've got a story from GE, The Wall Street Report, and more. Plus, for the interview, it's Suzanne Hall. And even though it's not yet Halloween, we're talking Christmas. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, yesterday, the markets reacted to two items: renewed hope for another stimulus round and the discharge of the president from the hospital. Today, the markets reacted again, only this time, not so good. President Trump, early this afternoon, told his staff to stop any stimulus conversations with the Democrats, saying that the House just wanted money for things that, quote, is in no way related to COVID-19, end quote. That, plus a dire warning from the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, reversed course on Wall Street. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. So what was it that Fed Chair Jerome Powell said today? Well, he was talking about continued risks to the economy and the consequences of insufficient support from policymakers. Of course, he was talking stimulus, just as the president was putting a fork in that effort. Powell emphasized that a rise in coronavirus cases could weigh on the future economic activity of the United States. Meanwhile, to echo what public health officials have warned about, is this uptick in cases during colder weather in the cold and flu season. He said, quote, "Too little support from the federal government would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardships for households and businesses," end quote. He said that it would be a cascading effect. Household insolvencies, business bankruptcies would both have a negative impact on productivity, and that would create a much longer recovery. You know, just yesterday we shared with you the story about the 28,000 Cinemark employees who lost their jobs when the second largest movie theater decided to go dark. But according to CBS News, there are some movie theater operators who are getting it right when it comes to luring folks back to the movies. There is a mixture of social distancing, low movie ticket prices, and, sorry, no free refills. Other changes within theaters include plexiglass dividers throughout the building, as well as bright signs reminding people to wear masks and keep a safe distance from others. Then there is keeping the hallways clean and filled with hand sanitizer, and monitoring crews that disinfect every seat after each showing. The goal is to create a sense of safety. The question is, will it work? We'll all check back in December. Today, the Commerce Department said the U.S. trade deficit swelled in August by 5.9% to $67.1 billion, its highest level since 2006. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg had expected the trade gap to widen to $66.2 billion. Shipments of consumer goods led the increase in imports and hit a record high as companies prepared for holiday season spending. President Donald Trump has frequently pointed to the trade deficit as a gauge of his trade policy's successes, but the growing gap gives him little to brag about heading into the 2020 election, which, by the way, is just 27 days away. The Swedish company IKEA is all about sustainability, so why not open a second-hand store to repurpose what isn't sold? Those familiar with the concept say the store will be filled with pieces that can't be sold as new in-store because, well, they're slightly scratched or already built and then returned. Whatever the reason they've ended up there, all the products will be sold way below what you'd pay for at a regular store. But there is one catch. The store isn't in the United States, but if the idea catches on, IKEA said they may launch outside of Sweden. In a related story, IKEA's online sales got a big boost during the pandemic as millions of people turned their homes into makeshift schools and offices. Today, the company said that online sales surged by 45% over the 12 months that were last year, driven by 4 billion visits to its website. Outdoor furniture was the retailer's fastest-growing category, with sales of office furniture also performing strongly. Online sales remain high, even as stores reopen, but the Swedish furniture retailer plans to keep opening physical outlets despite early evidence that consumers may not revert to their old shopping habits of walking the aisles. Well, it wasn't a good day for General Electric as their shares sank when the company warned that it's likely to face U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission allegations of wrongdoing tied to a previously disclosed accounting probe. The company received a so-called Wells notice on September 30th, advising the SEC may pursue a civil enforcement action over possible securities violations that are tied to an old insurance business. The SEC has yet to decide whether to recommend action on issues related to GE's power equipment business that are also under investigation. Wall Street ended the day much lower after President Trump called off COVID-19 stimulus relief talks. Stocks had been trending higher before the announcement, but fell into session lows shortly after the president tweeted his decision. The Dow ended the day off by 375 points to close at 27,772, while the Nasdaq fell by 177 points, ending the session at 11,154, and the S&P 500 was off by 47 points to finish the day at 3360. And finally, there is this. Two Americans and a British-born scientist were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery of the hepatitis C virus. Harvey Alter, a medical researcher for the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, shares the prize with Michael Houghton, a professor at the University of Alberta in Canada, and Charles Rice, professor at Rockefeller University in New York. Their work has helped combat blood-borne hepatitis, which causes cirrhosis and liver cancer, and facilitated the quick development of antiviral drugs aimed at hepatitis C. So yeah, there is some good news today. Speaking of good news, coming up and just a click away, we may not yet have celebrated Halloween, but that's not stopping us from talking about Christmas and the Christ Kindle Market that's happening in Des Moines. While different this year, it promises to be a great time and full of memories to be made. My guest is Suzanne Hall, the founder of the Christ Kindle Market. Click forward for more.